Preface.
What's going down? I start with a quote from E.B. White. A library is a good place to go when you feel bewildered or undecided, for there, in a book, you may have your question answered. I remember a song when I was growing up in the 1960s called For What It's Worth, by the Canadian-American band Buffalo Springfield. The lyrics said, "There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear." The chorus demanded, "Everybody look what's going down." The story goes that band member Stephen Stills was heading into Hollywood to a live music show on Sunset Strip when he came across a big protest by young people over a curfew and the closing of a club known as Pandora's Box. Stills recalled in 1971, quote, "A bunch of kids got together on a street corner and said, 'We aren't moving.' About three busloads of Los Angeles police showed up, who looked very much like stormtroopers. And I looked at it and said, 'Jesus, America is in great danger.'" End quote. Stills wrote For What It's Worth after what he saw that night and included in the lyrics, "It starts when you're always afraid. You step out of line, the man take you away." It became an anthem of the 60s counterculture when the young, or some of them, took the road of free love, free speech, and freedom from war, especially the mass murder and brutality of Vietnam. 56 years after that song was released, the irony is stark, but the theme of its message is very clear. Freedoms have been demolished worldwide since the dawn of the COVID era, and continue to be so as we head towards a long-planned dystopia, the like of which we have never seen in known human history. I say the irony is stark because of another happening. Great swathes of young people are no longer exposing tyranny like the counterculture of Stephen Stills' day. They have instead become essential to the imposition of tyranny. America has never been in such great danger, nor has the world. And yet the successors, only in theory, to the counterculture, now called woke, are not pushing back on war and the destruction of freedom. They are demanding it. They're not protesting curfews. They are protesting those who protest curfews, lockdown and dystopia. Wokery insists that exposers of tyranny are demonized, marginalized, and silenced. Today, woke is the tyranny. The new left is the new far right. They are not the modern-day successors to the counterculture. They are successors to Stalin and the Nazis. They are the ultimate in groupthink and rule by the mob. What an inversion has been spun since Stills picked up his pen. Perception programs that wokers have downloaded from the state through schools, universities, and groupthink, have created a form of extreme schizophrenia in which self-identity and behavior speak a totally different language. They self-identify as tolerant liberals while acting like intolerant fascists. But the self-identity is so dominant that it cannot see the fascism. Oh, I'm a liberal! And even self-identifies as anti-fascist. It is mind fuckery par excellence, for which Nazi angel of death, Joseph Mengele, would have been immensely proud. This mental state is compounded by a deleted sense of humour and that most balancing of traits, the ability to laugh at yourself. There was so much about the 1960s that was manipulated by the establishment, but the heart still had a role to play amid the naivety. Woke counterculture today is the establishment, and so despite its virtue-signaling self-admiration and sense of moral superiority, it is heartless in its impositions on society. To understand woke is to understand the scale and depth of mass perceptual control that has infiltrated so much of the collective psyche and on which dystopia depends. What has happened to the radical left of old? It has been hijacked and ransacked by wokery, jiggery pokery. They are not protesting the heartless impositions of millionaires and the self-perpetuating ruling class, as the young did long ago. They gladly take the now billionaire dollar and kiss the billionaire ass. They are funded by the system to promote the system while claiming to oppose the system. I speak here of Antifa, Black Lives Matter, and the vast network of puppets and pawns who demand diversity while destroying it and oppose fascism while operating as the jack-booted, goose-stepping foot soldiers of fascism, this time on a global scale. The, quote, elite, once targeted by the counterculture, now shout jump, and wokery asks, how high? The police that Stephen Stills saw as akin to stormtroopers are cheered so long as the targets are those wishing to restore freedom, as it is all but extinguished. When, in contrast, police respond to the violence of wokers in their ever-expanding forms, they must be defunded and dismantled. If you support us, you are good no matter what you do. If you don't, you must be destroyed. To the programmed, oh, so programmed, woke mind, peaceful protesters are promoting fascist violence, while the fascist violence of wokery is defending democracy, diversity, and equity, a word that now, in our upside-down world, means that all people are not treated equally, let alone created equal. What an about turn has taken place as the elite and the fake progressive left speak the same language, the language of global control. Nevertheless, the Stills lyrics remain chillingly relevant, and even more so in the light of current events. There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. Everybody look what's going down. The difference between now and the counterculture of the flower power era is that while something is happening here, what it is, to anyone with open eyes and minds, is exactly clear. Well, at least in the world of the scene that so many perceive as the only reality. Far from being a mystery, the goals and methodology of what is happening are placed before us on public display, in plain sight, and with a transparency that only the brain dead can surely fail to see. Unfortunately, shockingly, astonishingly, astoundingly, so many do fail to see what is paraded before them, and wokers more than anyone. We will see how it is possible to firewall perception so comprehensively that minds are closed to the bloody obvious, and purveyors of tyranny can believe themselves to be purveyors of liberal freedom. The how and the why go so very deep. Wokery is only a surface expression of something that takes us into other dimensions of reality. What is happening is far bigger than anything you can see and almost anything imaginable. Woke is a symptom, not a cause, but one that opens the door to how perception, individually and collectively, can be seized and directed at will by those in realms hidden from human sight. How within two or three generations mass perception can be overturned and rewritten. Who is doing this? How? And why? To truly grasp what is happening here and what has happened throughout human history, we must breach the prison walls of the five senses. We must expand our perception into levels of consciousness, awareness, that can see beyond the blinkers and headsets that distort our sense of reality in a mist, a maze, a labyrinth of perceptual dead ends and diversions. Then we can open our minds to the enormity of human control and how a few can dictate the lives of billions, generation after generation. It is a fantastic story. For anyone new to this information and those who have seen the visible manipulation but not its ultimate cause, a mighty challenge lies ahead in the pages that follow. It requires that all learned, programmed perception to be set aside to allow a whole new world and sense of reality to enter through that door in the mind marked "Danger, do not open." But it must be opened. Everything depends upon it. I have lived these last 34 years against a backdrop of ridicule and dismissal by mainstream society and even much of what is called alternative. I don't resent that. I understand why this must be in the world of human. How do I define, therefore, human? It is a perception of being human. That's all it is. This perception is underpinned by a body dubbed human and lifelong programming which tells us that we are human. But are we? Who says? Well, the system says. But what is the system? It is a global communication and manipulation network that operates through government, education in quotes, academia, science, in quotes, medicine, in quotes, corporations, religion, internet giants, and media that programs the perception of human by constantly repeating that we are human. The network in all its forms is controlled from the shadows, the unseen, by a demonic force with the same ambition to persuade us that we are human and nothing more. Humans who are subordinate to random chance or the will of some judgmental god. The latter is close to the truth if you replace God with the gods, as we shall explore, or, even more accurately, replace God with fake God. This is the network, the system, that tells us we are human and programs our sense of normal through which all people, events, happenings, and opinions are filtered and judged. These are the creators of wokery to serve their interests. Observe the world and you will see that reality is perceived through a symbiotic relationship with what is considered normal. Oh yes, the normal can change, as with the new normal. But whatever the prevailing normal of the moment becomes the filter through which possibility and reality are perceived on the spectrum of credible to ridiculous. Wokery, for example, is a mentality which only years ago would have been considered ridiculous. Today, we are told amid multiple threats and consequences to accept the once ridiculous as how things are. A man can be a woman can be a man, and CO2, the gas of life, without which we'd all be dead, is a threat to our existence. Normal can change very quickly, while worship of the prevailing normal, whatever it may be, is a constant human trait. Look at what history has considered normal, which is now seen as ludicrous. But we know better, right? Go deeper, as this book will, and you will see that our normal is equally ludicrous, and often even more so. But say anything outside of this normal, and you get the treatment that I have for more than three decades from wokers and non-wokers. What is normal anyway? It is merely what people normally experience and what the system, the network, tells us is normal. This has been the case no matter which normal has been dominant in any era or culture. I am about to rewrite normal in this book like never before. Whoa! Rewrite? No! Demolish, dismantle, destroy, pulverize, obliterate, bulldoze, and shatter. There will be no normal remaining intact by the time the job is done. Virtually no belief system, religious, spiritual, or scientific, will survive this new way of looking at life. I don't do this to decry such beliefs because I understand why they are held so fiercely, as I will explain. I want the truth. That's all. From the start of my perception-transforming awakening in 1990, I have been interested only in seeking knowledge, gnosis, wherever that may take me. I'm not looking for a statue or a round of applause. I've no wish to be feted as credible and special by the fake normal, or placed on its pedestals before the illusion of time proves that such heroes have been monumentally wrong, misguided, or even genetic liars. Follow the science, they say. How sick and even hilarious that sounds, after the pedestal people of the COVID era are revealed as naked emperors, Machiavellian manipulators and purveyors of insanity, which to those who had breached the illusory walls of normal, they always were. I have no need or desire to be liked either. I'm certainly not going to edit and censor what I say to glean a pleasant and supportive response from others. The only way to do that is to tell them what they already think or want to hear, and even then, you will never please everyone. That is not the way to pursue truth, when it means by definition conforming to the manipulated untruths of normal. If you have a need for others to like you, then you have no chance of uncovering and communicating what is happening here. Most people don't want to know the truth. Their perceptual certainty is their comfort zone, be it religious or scientific. They find their security in that certainty and defend it till their knuckles turn white. Wokers are an extreme case. Challenge comfort zones, a sense of security and certainty, and people won't like you. But don't challenge it, and you will never get closer to the truth. I'm going into some real far-out concepts and information in this book, real far-out. What follows is the result of my decades of research together with intuitive knowing and experiences in the dream state which have weaved a recurring image of what our reality is and how it is specifically designed to enslave and entrap. This includes the reincarnation cycle. My accuracy over the decades in predicting what later happened was compiled in the same way. If I was wrong with that, I am wrong with this. But I wasn't wrong with that. It has happened, even down to detail. A force has been working through me to communicate information, to free humanity from the spell under which we live. This is the latest installment. We are in for quite a journey, and I hope you will stay with me to what will be an optimistic conclusion. Things look bad because of what we are told to believe about them and ourselves. Free yourself from mind, and bad can mean opportunity once you know what we are really dealing with and why. Enjoy the ride. It's going to be bumpy, but ultimately beautiful.